Let's see. Let me get the Chumash out. Last week, money was made. Money was made last week. I'm not saying who. Money was made. You know,
Rabbi, inflation.
Are you like part of the IRS? You want to try to be paid taxes on the money? What's that? So who knows the laws? Does he have to pay tax on that money? Miles, do you have to pay tax on that money?
A
accountant is not supposed to say probably. That's not a good accountant. Probably. You're supposed to say no.
Miles is an accountant.
Miles is an accountant. Not only is he an accountant, he's a CPA.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
And you don't know this law. And you don't know this law.
I know that if you gamble and make money, you are supposed to report it. That I know.
What's it got to do with this? Okay. Now, that's one of the rules in the casino. That's one of the rules in the casino. They don't have to take off taxes if you win less than $1,000. Whoa. Wow. Yosef Yaakov has two simchas this week. Yosef Yaakov had got engaged. But the main thing is his birthday.
His birthday.
Oh, now, you have stuff for him? To give it out? I don't know where the stuff is. What? Baruch Hashem. Alright. Okay. I want to find where to buy a sneaker-shaped cake.
I'll settle for the sneaker instead.
One.
Even one.
Okay. Let's do Parsha. The Gemara. Pasuk Gimel, right in the beginning of Parsha, Ubiyem Hashmini Yimo Besar Alaso. On the eighth day, you have a bris. The Gemara learns in Sukkah, that Biyom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos. That's what you learn from Biyom Hashmini. You can make a bris even Shabbos. And that's what we do. We make a bris on Shabbos. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not going to tell you who asked it, but in order to win the money, you need three answers. Because there's 20 answers to this question. I want you to come up with at least three in order to win the money. The question is a simple question. In Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, it says, you don't do mitzvahs lulav on Shabbos. Why don't you do mitzvahs lulav on Shabbos? You might carry. So you don't know mitzvahs lulav on Shabbos. It says you don't do shofar on Shabbos. Why don't you do shofar on Shabbos? You might carry. Now it also says, which isn't really negeya, because it's different, but it says you don't do megillah on Shabbos. Why? You might carry. So why don't you say the same thing about milah? You can't do milah on Shabbos. You might carry. You can't do shofar, which is a mitzvah. You can't do lulav, which is a mitzvah. So why can you do a meal? Why don't we say the same thing? You might carry. Thank you very much. This is I'm telling you, there's 20 answers to this. If you want to win, give at least three. Okay? But it's a very good question. Very good question. Now, I always like to ask a question that's to do with what we're learning. The question that I'm about to ask really has to do with our sugya. To answer it, you have to know our sugya. You really have to know it to answer it. Don't tell me the answer. Because you might think you might know it because, I really understood the Gemara today. But I'm telling you, you probably don't know the answer. You have to really think about it before you give me an answer. We have a klal. Anything that can be done by a guy, you're not mechal Shabbos. If a guy could do it, you're not mechal Shabbos. Now we paskin that a guy's mila is kosher. A guy do mila. So the question is, how could the Gemara say that you're allowed to do a bris on Shabbos? No. Just ask a guy to do it. Just ask a guy to do it. Does everyone get the question? Anything that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, but if a guy could do it, you're not allowed to do it. Could do it, you're not, yeah. Therefore, if a guy can make a bris, how do we paskin that you're allowed to make a bris, do a veir on Shabbos of, what's the veir of Mila? What? Chovel. How can you do chovel on Shabbos? Shchita? Shchita. Well, if shchita is chovel, yeah. Tzaveya. See, I'm so happy you remembered that. Whose shita is that?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Tysus. Read. Okay. Yeah, the tzaveya. Anyway, but if you could use a guide, then how do you have to make a bris on Shabbos? You should get a guide.
How do you say that for Ramizo?
What?
How do you say that for Ramizo?
I don't even think you need remise for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, if a guy can do it, then it's not.
There's not. No, then you can't be Michal Shabbos. You have to have a guy to do it. That's the question. If you know our sugya well, you can answer it. Okay.
The sugya of Gittin?
Yeah. Today's sugya. We're waiting Gittin? No, I'm Zalcher. Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, is a
meal by... Don't say anything. You're about to say something wrong. Don't. No, don't even start. Don't start. No. Please don't. Third question.
It's the Kavu Chavez. I was just going to ask, is meal by an animal kosher?
No. Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay. If you look at the Gemara Ma'id Kat Zion, it says that Yud Gimel Yud Dalet, paired Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet, it says, Ubiyom Heraos Bobasachai Yitma. When you show the negatzeras to a kohen, then you're tummy. You have to show it to a kohen. You have to show it to a kohen. So Gemara says in Ma'id Katan Dav Zayin, if it says biyom haros, that means there's days you don't show. There's days you don't show your tzeras to a guy. Anyone read Ma'id Katan? Did you? So what does it say? On regal, we don't show. Right. It says on regal, we don't show the tzaras to a kayin. You don't do in regal. If someone grows tzaras on any day the regal, we don't show it to kayin. He's tar the whole regal.
We show just for to say it's not. Sometimes we don't show.
Okay, we possibly don't show. Anyway, but there's another Gemara. The Gemara says there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Ma'in Katan Daf Yedalet Amid Beis that there's another extra word, and from that, I forgot which extra word, there we learn a Kayan Gadol could become a Metzora. We learn about one word in this week's Parsha that Kayan Gadol could become a Metzora. Why do I think Rashi brings it? I don't know why I think Rashi brings it. But I did this by heart, so I don't know. But A kohen gadol comes in Mitzorah. Now, there's another Gemara that says a kohen gadol is, I forgot where it is, it's in my cutting also, says a kohen gadol is in regel his whole life. Every day of his kohen gadol is a regel. A kohen gadol is beregel. So now if you put those things together, what's the question? How could a kohen gadol ever become a Mitzorah? You have a pasuk that says Kohen Gadol is a Metzora, and we have a pasuk that Kohen Gadol is always beregel, and we have a pasuk on regel. You don't see Tzaraz. How does a Kohen Gadol ever become a Metzora? If you answer that one, you're good. Yes?
Clarification.
A clarification. Yeah, clarification. You know what clarification means. Yeah. Blurting out an answer. Yes.
No,
go ahead, blurt.
It's a question.
Yes.
Which might be an answer in the form of a question, but does a Kohen have to show another Kohen who's Nega?
Yes.
Yes, he can't self-diagnose everything.
What?
He can't self-diagnose.
No self-diagnosis. Remember, that's one of the first rules in Parshas Tazria Mitzora. Ein Kohen Roe Nigi Atzmo. And that's one of the biggest Musar things in the world. You can never see something wrong in yourself. There's always what, Chananya? There's always Cheshbonos. You never, if you do it, you're wrong. If I do it, oh, but I have a good reason. If you do it, you're bad. Okay, now, yes. Oh, no. Are we going to get a blurt?
What? No, the rule that
you never see a tzaraas on regal.
Right.
Kohenim don't look at tzaraas on regal.
Every single day is considered a regal.
You know, you were not going to come to the Kohen's door on Yontif. If I want to share my tzaraas, he says, go home, have a good time, have a chalmoy trip.
Right. So how did that apply by Kohenim?
Right. Yes.
Can anyone answer the question?
Not now, it's for after this year. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Yes. Let's go on. Let's do Parsha. Okay. Everything about Musar goes on the first Rashi in Tazria. It's a very interesting Rashi, first Rashi in Tazria. The Pasuk says, Darab Nei Yisrael, Isha ki Zazria v'yod ha-zachar, v'tama shivish yamim k'mein nidas devoisa titma, and she's tame for 7 days if she gives birth to a zachar. Zok Rashi, Isha ki Zazria, Amar Rav Simlai. Rav Simlai said, "Kishem she is sirasa shel adam achar kol behema chayiv of." Just like when you learn Parshas Bereishis, a man is created after animals. B'maisa Bereishis, kach terasso. Also, the laws of a man, nisparsha achar toras behema chayiv of. Also, the laws of a man are after the laws of behema chayiv of. Now, you can't take this for face value, because what does he mean? The last part of Parshas Shemini was about what? Animals, kosher and not kosher, tamei and tara animals. So he means the laws of tum and tara of people came after animals, because the laws of people came first. The laws of Jews came in Yisrael, you know, it came way before. He means the laws of tumah. So when the Torah wants to tell us the laws of tumah of people, just like they created after animal, the laws of tumah come after animal. And everyone asks the same question. What that means when Reb Samuel is saying this, he must be saying something. What is he saying? What is he teaching us? Very good. And voracious animals came first, therefore, before humans, and tumah also, the Torah puts animals before humans. What's he telling us? What's he teaching us? Do you have an answer?
I have an answer.
Oh, go ahead.
Really?
This is not $5. This is, you know, I want to hear your Musar.
Even the animals came before you, how low you are. So
that's good. But that answers a different question.
I know. I know that's the answer.
Yeah, that's a different question on this. This question is, what's he telling us? Okay.
We have respect going.
That's why you're happy.
Okay, now we know that Adam, Tumas Adam, is very different than Tumas Behema. Tumas Behema. Tumas Behema is... Tumas Be- what? Okay. No. Because I'm going to add to it a lot. Yeah. But I'm going to add to it a lot. You'll see. Tumas Adam is different than Tumas Behema. Tumas Behema is when you say something static, what does it mean static? Something static. Static. No, not stagnant. Static.
Stationary.
Stationary. Static. Unchanging. Two must animals unchanging. The elephant is always a behemoth tameya. A cow is always a behemoth tahora. Unchanging. Tuma and Tara don't change by behemoths. A behemoth is unchangeable. A behemoth is static. It's static. Also a behemoth. Enough, okay? Enough. Also, a behemoth is only tame when it's dead, not when it's alive. There's no such thing as being tame. So now, in Parshas Shmini, there's two words, there's tuma, there's two definitions of tuma. One definition is kosher, a behemoth tame, an unkosher animal, and one definition is tame. But that's also static. When it's dead, it's tame. A person is the opposite static. What's the opposite word?
Dynamic.
A person is dynamic. Person, he gets tame, he gets tahor. When he's alive, he gets tame and gets tahor. You know, a person is, so, you know, why is that? Why is it that a person is different? Now, it says in Zohar, you know, I'm not a Makubal, but believe me, I'm not a Makubal. I just use him a Kabbalah sitter. Okay, that's what you were going to say.
No, God's word versus hardware.
Oh, I don't know. I think it says read. I think it's in Shmini. But it says, no, it's in Bereshis. But it says in Bereshis in Zohar that animals are created first because each animal has a tchuna. Animals are very static. Every single animal has his staticity. It's not a word. A lion will be a lion forever. An elephant will be an elephant forever. A cow will be a cow forever. They have their tchunos. An elephant will never act like a lion. A lion will never act like an elephant. A cow will never act like a lion. They are really static. Hashem made all the animals with all the tchunos in the world. And then when Hashem wanted to make a person, Hashem took everything together and made man. Man has every tchuna in the world, plus human. So a man has, I don't know how many animals there are, thousands about thousands about thousands of pieces, plus he has tzelem Elokim. A man is very, very, very diverse. So a man is very dynamic. A man could be static like an animal, always be tame, always be taller. He could change. That's a human. He could change from one to another. A man is so different than an animal. A man's always changing. A man is very, 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 very dynamic. And that's what Rabbi Sablai tells us. Rabbi Sablai tells us, just like animals came first because we had to have the animals to make a human, the tchunas of an animal to make a human. Tuma is the same thing. Why are people have different tummy yes, tummy not? Because they're made up of different animals plus tzelem Elokim. That's why they have different tumas. But it's much deeper than that. What Rabbi Sablai is telling us is that this causes man to be what man is. You know, I have it in my office all the time. I'm saying I have it in my office. But I see this every day. A boy comes and says to me, a young man comes and says to me, a married man comes and says to me, Rebbe, I've been learning so well. I've been doing everything so well. And I've been steiging, and I've been this, and I've been coming to davening, and this. And why did last night I do this aveira? How come? Because man is static. Man has tzelem Elokim, and man has, I don't like to call it nefesh bahemi, because that's the word of the Ramban, right? That's what the Ramban talks about. And but man is that. Man is made of everything. And that's your job. Reb Samoy is telling us, that's your job in life. You have tzelem Elokim, and you have dog, you have cat, you have pig, and you have rat. You know what you could be? You could be a rat. No. What?
So that sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah, something that simple. Right. Rat I am. I wasn't thinking about Sam. Okay. Right, because, you know, you have to work. That's your work. That's what Musser is all about. What do you mean Musser? I always want everyone to learn Musser after Mincha. What's Musser? Well, Musser is a handbook. How to be a Tzelem Elokim and don't be a rat, lion, cow, elephant. Okay? Don't be that. Be a man. Be a Tzelem Elokim. That is what Rav Samuel is telling us. The Gemara says, it brings a pasuk, Acher v'kedem sertani. You have, Hashem, you have made man first and last. And it says, the Medrash says, what do you mean? Man came last. You know, what do you mean, Acher v'kedem sertani? So the Gemara says, and the Medrash says, if a man is Zocha, he's first. If a man is not Zocha, he's last. What does that mean if a man is Zocha and a man is not Zocha? Again, Bar Musa talk about this a lot. But in this vein we're talking about today, you can be the highest level in the world. What's the highest level of the world? Tzelem Elokim. That was Kedem. Gan Eden and Kedem. Adam Rishon before the Chet didn't have any of this. He had Tzelem Elokim. That's what he had. It was after the Chet that Shem took all the animals and put it into him. But you could be Kedem, but you could also be Achar. You could be worse. And the Medrash says, Yitush Kadmecha. It says, a mosquito came before you, a worm came before you. That means you're lower than them. Why? Again, they're static. A worm's a worm. If you take Yitzelem or Kim and make Yitzelem or Kim into a worm, that's much worse than being a worm. Man can be the best, and man can be the worst. Don't take your godliness and make it into a behemoth. That's what it means, Acher v'kedem sertani. Okay, now. Tazria Mitzorah is all about Tzaras. And we know Tzaras comes from Lashon Hara. That you've been taught, that was probably the first thing you ever taught. The first thing I ever remember being taught in elementary school, after I got hit by my Rebbe, is Tzaras. That's my first memory, getting hit. Okay.
Before.
What? But I remember Rebbe saying, speak Lashon Hara, you get Tzaras. Tzaras comes from Lashon Hara. Isn't that one of the first things you learn in elementary school? But it's really not true. That's not what it says. I mean, it is what it says. But it says Chete Hadibur. And what are some chete dibur? Chete dibur, it says no drim ve'enu mishalmim. We have this a lot here. On Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah, we used to have. We don't do this anymore because of this. People used to say, "Oh, $1,000 nila, $500 maftir." I would get in maybe 60% of pledges. That means 40% of people who pledged on Yom Kippur on Rosh Hashanah didn't pay it. That's called no gevay mishalman. What are you doing? A person who's not going to pay it, what's he doing? He wants to, for some reason, show off Rosh Hashanah. Hey, look at me. I'm buying this. Or look at me. Tzaras. You get tzaras. That's one of the things about tzaras. Sheker. It's Tzaras. That's also Chete Hadibur, Sheker. If you're Shakri, Sheker means, so it's not Lashon Hara, it's Chete Hadibur. One of the main things the Bali Musar say is Nivel Peh. Now Nivel Peh is a hard thing, Nivel Peh, because who says what Nivel Peh is? Who says? You know, I could say a word here, and people look at me, how could you say that? And other people say, that's not Nivel Peh, you know? But there's some real Nivel Peh. And there is, we learned from the non-Jews in our midst, Nivel Peh. That means I'm so surprised sometimes, I'm in public, on a subway, on a bus, in public, and people are talking. How come every second word starts with an F? Why? That's real Neville Peck. And it comes up, you know, I hear it in the coffee room. I hear it in the coffee room. I don't know why you guys, or you ever walk past a basketball game, yeshiva bakram? You missed a shot. Why does it have to be, oh, F. Why? Why does missing a shot have to have Neville Peck? Why? Or guy fouls you, oh, F you. Like, why? Why do you have to be Neville Peck? Why do you have to be Neville Peck into a basketball game? Why? What? It's true, no? It's so true. You walk past the basketball in here, from guys, everyone, you hear so much Neville Peck.
Who was the guy?
Whatever it is, but it's Saras. Neville Peck, Saras. And you have to watch your tongue. You have to watch your tongue. What's so bad about Chet Dibur? Today is a theme. It says Hashem created man and he blew Ruach HaKim into his nostrils. If you look at the Targum, it says V'yafach Ruach HaKim, and it says Ruach Mamalola. Hashem blew speech into a man's nostril, and that was Tzalem HaKim. Tzalem HaKim, it says in that look, if you look it up, don't believe me, it says Ruach Mamalola. Hashem gave you the speech. Speech is godly. Just like I was just talking about, don't take godliness and make it into behemoth. If you, the biggest gift a person gives, your tzalem HaKim, is your speech. And then, oh, F you. Like, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? And that's tzaras. I once heard a great vart. You know, why tzaras for this? Because there's always cheshbonos. But when you have tzaras, you look yourself in the mirror and you say, ugh, look at me. I look disgusting. I have tzaras. What do you say? What's your cheshbon? But I'm a tzalem HaKim. I'm a tzalem HaKim. Tzaras makes you realize that, hey, my outer is nothing. It's what my inner is. And my inner is, what's your inner? Ruach Mamava. Watch. As the Chafetz Chaim said, guard your tongue. Have a good Shabbos.